grandmother always taught me how to heal people, and you know. But what she's.
Hi, Rosie.
Not
today, okay. These ladies are interviewing me, so.
Oh.
This is Rose.
Hi.
Docs.
Hi, Rose.
Sorry, that's okay.
We'll hear the squeaking wheels on
yeah.
me. So maybe like one of these days I'll give you a call and
mm-hmm.
I'll explain what it's all about, because
mm-hmm.
it's a very, to me, I find it, it's very hard for me. She came to me 3 times already, and I keep putting her off because I don't know who to talk to. I don't trust people, because I did trust somebody, and I think a lot of it started to backfire because I listened to this person,
mm-hmm.
and the only thing was this person was after me, for me to go with him, for him to leave his wife and me to leave my husband. But because my husband and I are really strong people, and we're both from the Bear Clan,
mm-hmm.
that it was hard for him to do that. And since I don't trust him anymore, and I didn't really know who to go to, I talked to another woman from my reserve, but we were always brought up to believe it can't hurt you if you don't believe, but you see it. It's around there, and you
mm-hmm.
know it's there. In all those years I wasn't living on the reserve, that I found that it was surrounded me all my life, and that it seems like it's pushing me in that direction, that I have no alternative but to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's into something that I don't think she's doing it herself, but I think that she is involved in somebody else's problem, whether she wants to be, because she happened to be a friend of this person that is having it. And it's the mother that's causing the daughter. I don't understand. Like, I understand the importance of healing by medicine,
mm-hmm.
where you're getting the root and the bark and whatever
mm-hmm.
else you have to use. I understand that part. But as far any further than that, I try not to get involved, even though I was told that I should do that, that I should learn that as well. And
I don't think that's right.
And my mother told me no. My
mm-hmm.
mother said, my grandmother taught you how to heal. That's your part.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel things. I see things. I feel them.
Mm.
So I've got a lot. Like, I lived in two areas, two places in my life. And one place was my foster grandmother was bad medicine. My real grandmother was good medicine.
Mm.
And my mom said, I have both. So I sense the bad and I sense the good. I sense the part that has, because I'm the strongest in my family and can withstand the pain that comes my way, that's why I was given this medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And yet my mom doesn't believe in it, and yet she'll tell me about stuff, you know? Like, how am I supposed to understand it if nobody tells me? And I don't know if it's right to go to another reserve and get help. I don't know if it's right that, or should I go back to my reserve, but because my reserve has never involved itself, like my grandfather knew, and he was white, my grandfather knew how to help,
mm-hmm.
and my grandmother knew, and the people would come to my grandmother for help all the time, no matter what it was, they would come to help, but because it's new to me, and my grandmother, or my mom never paid any attention to it, she can't help me. But yet I can sense when I know I gotta stay out of it. I can sense when I know I have to get involved. But I don't want to be the middle person and going to get something for somebody and I don't know what she's going to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm being asked to do.
But I think probably you can have your good feelings about that to be your guide, you know, if you... Like you say, you can sense the good and the bad. And
but it's difficult because I'm being placed in a difficult situation because I don't know the people altogether. I've only met her. I've only known her since I've been in London. And she is the type of person that is very hard to... She can go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to believe whether or wants to help this girl, or does she really want to hurt somebody or hurt her mother, hurt the girl's mother?
Mm-hmm.
And it is the girl's mother that's doing it. And when the as long as the father was alive, the girl was okay. That she wouldn't hurt her totally. But mm-hmm. now, because the father died, now the girl is gone to the point where she's going crazy. She's mm-hmm. They're almost sending her into a mental institution now.
Bad business, isn't it?
The only thing is, see, I've never gotten involved in that before. And I don't know if I want to get involved in that part, because I've never associated mm-hmm. my life with it. But like I say, there's been things that's been happening that hasn't been happening mm-hmm. to me, because between my husband and I, we can sort of keep it at a stage where yeah. it doesn't interfere with our life.
Hmm. That's all I know is what I've heard, you know, here on the reserve.
I was going to talk to one of the elders, but I don't know if it's from this reserve he comes from or.
What's his name?
He goes to the Indian Center in London a lot when they have feast.
Venus?
Yeah.
Venus Walker?
Yeah, I was going to talk to him, but I don't know him that well either.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the ones I met with the person I used to always talk to till I found out he was after me to go, for me to go with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know, and he always sort of directed me to Venus's to go and talk to him, and I thought, well, if he's like this, how's Venus going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who am I going to trust?
Hmm. Well, he lives on reserve. If any time you want to talk to him, I'll take you over.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I will, because this girl is getting really impatient, and she's sort of just pushing me into, you know,
something that you don't want to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I don't really want to get involved. Like, I only did it once, and that was with my cousin, with my husband's cousin, because there was really lots of problems there. One of the boys died just shortly after the wife went blind in one eye, and she was starting to get sick in the head, and the doctors couldn't figure out what it was. And then I asked him what was going on, and he told me, and I told him what he had to do. But that's as far as I go. I don't go mm-hmm. to the ceremonies. I don't get involved in it. But I'll help them put on their feast, and I'll tell them what's expected of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, but what she wants me to do is literally go and not tell this woman who I am, because I've got to go to this reserve, and I know I'm going to interview this woman. And it kind of scares me, because I know another person can feel the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that before, but I know that now. I can sense it because my body tells me. And that's what I'm scared of.
I would be too.
Because I'm in a different area. I've never been involved in it before. And it can be placed into anything.
Send her.
That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do, because of the fact that, like, usually when you go into somebody's house, the first thing they do is offer you coffee or food. But and then she would sense me right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And
I would never be able to sit in the room with her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've done that before another interview too.
Yeah,
so.
I just sort of.
That's right.
I did. I had to get out of the house. I couldn't. I can't look at that. I know when that person is doing something bad, because
mm-hmm.
I can't look at them. I look above them, below them, beneath
mm-hmm.
them, or, you know, but I can't look straight at them. And they, and then they can sense that I'm backing away from them. But a lot of times I'm backing away to so that they can't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't think of anything else.
This has been an excellent interview, really super, just an awful lot. Are there other materials that you have like this that are specific to Oneida, that, you know, where it's just this reserve? Because this is really fine, and I had some other things from Aircrafts,
mm-hmm.
Crafts, where I photocopied some things that had some good things as well, but this is really super.
I think that's all we have. It's too bad that they were talking about this, our 150th year since we've been here in this place, in this, is going to be in 1990. And I'm on that committee. And that's one of the things that we're saying, you know, this should be.
We need to do more history.
Yes.
And have more of these available.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, to me, it's also very important that these materials, not just if it's with the consent of the reserve, that I think this is the stuff the teachers need to get their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when they do units, they are doing, using some of the crummiest material.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching, when they could have resource people who are alive now, they're dealing as if it's something made up, you know, when there's real human beings
mm-hmm.
here living in certain ways that they can talk about.
Did
just
we use that on tapes?
Wonderful.
Tapes or projection or?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Maybe if you got your kids involved in that way, that would even bring them, draw them closer to
it. It would be, I'll tell you,
mm-hmm.
one of the things, just to give you an idea, where I came from, in the United States, one of the teachers was very upset that all of these things in the Appalachian Mountains were being lost. And he had his students do interviews. And they gathered together, they got tape recorders, and they taped the interviews. And some of the kids took pictures, some of the kids drew pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to all the people on the reserve. And it was a wonderful way, you can turn it off, it was a wonderful way